begin the grand daf mitzvah above the bas or daf samar gimel gimel on base gimel tes mezav tes mezav to begin with the gemara shem ratz libnis ali al gabai that according to Rav Papa this halacha that he's saying this extra wording for is that if he wants to build the upper story on top of it which tesis lava gabai mamish doesn't mean really building on top of that it'll be enough lo rather just if it collapses how the bunny law he'll just rebuild it because it must like come like the gemara comes out later on now abba imloy ama amanas. But if he didn't say on the condition, he actually would not be able to rebuild it. When you have an apartment, first floor and one person, second floor owned by another person, which collapses, and the person on the first floor tells the person on the second floor to rebuild it, etc. Which actually, the Girsa should be Balalia, really tells the Balabayas, as the Rosh Hash points out. And there we see that he does have the right to do that. So Menor Yitzchak, he says, yeah, because Davka Balia, that's specifically by a second floor apartment. The Adifa, which that's better, but Chashiva, it's more significant Medyuta more than a rooftop lounge. Aval Diyuta, the Lechashiva, but a rooftop lounge, not so significant, who collides so much. Layafa Kaicha is not such a strong power, Kamai Aliyah, like an upper story. And therefore, it has to be specifically, because he said Amanas. But Kuntras, Dachik, Bechinam, and Rashbam pushes himself for nothing. Lefash Ben Yachar, Rashbam explains it differently to address this question. So what's the extra terminology from the depth of the land to the height of the sky? That's to acquire even the pit and the cistern and the caves. Now, Pesach B'Kunjus, the Rashbam explains that Adolum Rikia, really the terminology until the height of the sky, Lamahani means it's not really helping for anything. Because the Mishakasa Bloy Umkabiruma, once you say depth and height, Kanya Adram Rikia, you're already quite to the height of the sky. And the Gag Shesh like Makagoa Yadfachim, and even for a roof that has a wall 10 Tvachim high. Now, Bahadi Tan Mustin, this says in Mishnah Pishakasablai, Umkaburuma, that even though he wrote for him a height and depth, Abor Beduskai is going on the pit in the cistern, Bulay Agagan, not on the roof, Bulay Itzuch Adrim Rikia, and you don't need to have until the height of the sky. Else if Dibur, truth is, you're right, you don't really need that, that's already known from Umkaburuma. It's just the end of the statement. You just can't say till the bottom of the house because then you might think even the house is not included. Now, because it's difficult to read because the Habba Matzal Meimer, you could have said Ruma without saying, like we're saying, this extra terminology, Rum Riki, you could just say height, but Umka and the depth at Aros Taima until the depth of the ground. So that you wouldn't have to say the extra terminology in the sky. Chenelaris rather appears to the like actually the Agag Namikar. It's actually going also on the roof. Meaning the Avakab the Kazle Umkabaruma, that even though he writes from depth and height, Loikon Lagag Jeshlamaka Gavayt Vachem, actually would not acquire the roof that has a wall 10 Vachem height. The Avamatsamem, you could have said really, the Gemara couldn't have pointed out. Vahani Adrim Rikia, and you know what it helps to say Rim Rikia? Limikti Gag Jeshlamaka Gavayt Vachem, to acquire a roof that has a fence 10 Vachem high. Adle Chashel Minkit, it just wasn't concerned to mention it. Ilagab Barbados. Because that's even the bigger Kiddush, but you're right, Boadin Gag, and the same thing is roof, a Kalshikin, and it's actually a Kalshikin. Now, Bedoch Agud Likayim Pirsha Kuntras. Now, the Rii actually pushed himself to maintain the Rashbam's interpretation. The Mnikas of Umkaburuma, that from the fact that you say that when it says height and depth, Kani Gag, you acquire the roof. Vahane Adram Rukia, so, and what is up to write the height of the sky? We're saying, seemingly that's superfluous. That's unnecessary, not teaching anything. No, it's actually Mikdim Burvados. It actually acquired the pit in the cistern, meaning she'al agag, that's actually on the roof. Shirigin lasa mikvoyes al-roi shakak, because they used to make ritual baths on the top of the roof. Kamesh b'tzina, like we found in Perikam of the Yuma, of Yom Tesam and Alv, al-gag ha-parva, by the base of Midrash, that on the parva chamber, on its roof, v'al-gag shayamayim, and on the roof of the gate of the water, they had mikvoyes on the top, and therefore there is relevance for this extra terminology of roim rikia. It says, Master, to begin with the words, dimor ha-toshma, v'loyes agag. And the Mishnah says Nafsa Mechalev, and the roof's not included when it has a wall that's 10 Tvachim high. Now, Pesach Kondrash Rashbam explains, V'achter Reisha, this Reisha is B'loi Kasav Umkabuduma Iris Toma, where he didn't write the depth and the height. Because like Tani Ba, we don't see anything over there, Af Pesach Kasav Umkabuduma, even though he writes the depth and the height. But says Taisa B'chilin Pesach came for nothing did he say this. Even if it's going on the Reisha, Asik Lel, the Gemara came out previously, Lamai Demai Lamema, this is the thing that you want to say, Bistama Kani, that without saying anything, which is what the Gemara Sokotaita is going on, Bistama Kani, Dachakam, they're saying like this, Apish like Kasav, even though he didn't write, Kamesha Kasav, it's like as if he did write, Lemikneum Kaburma to acquire the depth and the height. So therefore, it would be the same idea.